Levels of complexity. Complexity can be necessary or unnecessary. A supply chain should be as complex as it needs to be and no more. Complexity is necessary if it provides competitive advantage. A great deal of the complexity in a given supply chain is unnecessary. And this is the source of many of a supply chain's hardest to remove performance blockers. Complexity can take many forms that can be divided into process complexity and product complexity. Process complexity. Number of supply chains. Number of suppliers and/or product categories. Number of customer segments. Number of supply chain echelons. For example, omni-channel distribution. Number, size, and geographic distribution of physical assets. Number of supply chain IT systems and level of integration between them. Number of policies and procedures or other process steps. Number of countries, regulations, languages, cultures, etc. Need for relationships with external entities who have varying levels of supply chain maturity, willingness to trust/change, and degree of direct competition. Product complexity. Number of direct material inputs. Number of stock keeping units, or SKUs, including services, packaging options, new product introductions. Let's start with necessary complexity. Unless all of your customers share the same supply chain service requirements all of the time, you will likely need more than one supply chain. The one-size-fits-all supply chain philosophy has created many years of sunk costs and has caused entrenched mediocrity in many supply chains. Such chains fail to accommodate ever-increasing volatility or nuances in customer needs. Some customers desire collaborative long-term relationships. Others want transactional relationships. Some need dynamic, rapid responses to demand upswings and downswings, while others need their partners to engineer innovative solutions, and others need a supply chain that can deliver project materials neither early nor late. The number of chains must be dictated by customer needs. Zara, an Inditex brand, has two supply chains, one that is agile for trendy fashion and one that is lean for basic staple items. Their customers are willing to pay a premium for the latest fashion, but require an everyday low price for basics. So one supply chain features rapid product design by small multidisciplinary teams and product finishing, and even postponed fabric dyeing near the customer at more expense, resulting in amazing responsiveness to unpredictable demand. The other supply chain features low-cost country production and ocean shipping for slow and cheap replenishment of timeless products that can compete on low cost. The need for more than one supply chain does not mean that you need redundant systems everywhere. Differentiation of some services will add value, while in other cases, shared services are the key to controlling complexity. One way to determine what can be shared is to create a matrix with functions in the supply chain: marketing, sales, demand planning, inventory management, inbound logistics, manufacturing, DCS, outbound logistics, on one axis and each customer segment on the other axis. Areas of strong differentiation and areas that can be shared services will become clear. Another example of necessary complexity is the transformation process itself. It requires thinking big and realizing that the only way to truly transform a supply chain is to transform the entire organization and beyond. Unnecessary complexity needs to be aggressively managed both during a transformation process and during normal operations. One example is the expansion of SKUs to fill market niches. This is a common root cause of supply chain complexity due to the need to market multiple brands, store more inventory, have higher capital investment in inventory, and have more employees, facilities, and equipment to handle it. A key added value of supply chain managers during NPI is to rationalize the number of SKUs in the network to control SKU proliferation. Some products should be replacement products to defend market share, but it is also important to create growth by offering entirely new solutions. The product strategy should balance these two objectives while eliminating SKUs that go too far into one of these strategies at the expense of the other. Also, NPI should use analytics and total cost of ownership to develop a clear strategy for how many SKUs the new product should have. It is not a time for guesswork. An NPI might also trigger an end-of-life assessment for mature or declining products to ensure that this step occurs periodically. The complexity of a supply chain impacts its risk profile. A supply chain with few suppliers will have a lower risk of disruption due to having fewer failure points, but the lack of diversity will mean that a given disruption is likely to be highly disruptive. Conversely, a disruptive event in a diversified supply chain is much more likely to happen due to more potential points of failure. but alternate paths remain open so a given event is less likely to be highly disruptive.